Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Grace.
And today's topic is mermaids, let's say.
Mermaids, let's say.
I don't know why that was painful to get out.
I didn't realize you didn't think of it before we started.
Goodness.
So
no.
When Jackson said, I'll introduce the topic as I think of it. And I'll think of the topic as I introduce it.
No,
he wasn't kidding.
I thought there was a list.
No. Oh God.
Oh
no.
My okay. God. That's beautiful.
Somehow
of you.
The
that's
very
such
opposite.
A compliment. No, that's so nice of you to come in here thinking that we would have
any kind of pre-plan.
Like, oh, what are things we want to talk about? What is the first word Jackson can think of?
Yeah, nice. Exactly. And it was mermaids.
I actually have some takes on mermaids.
I'd love to hear them.
Give them to me hot.
They don't have vaginas.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a fussy, a fish pussy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I think if you were a mermaid with a vagina, you'd get sand in it.
Yeah, that's true.
All the time.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than getting sand in a vagina.
Yeah, I can imagine. Mm. Cass seems like she's thinking of things that are worse. You're like,
I'm just trying to think of times if I have actually managed to do that. And I think,
what do you mean?
Well, for the most part, I avoid it. I think usually if I come home from a beach, I'm usually able to like get into a shower, flush myself out.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's not too much of a hassle, but.
But you have had, because you're flushing it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were like, I've never had sand in my vagina. And I was like, okay, well, that's amazing.
We've gotten scratch in the snatch before.
Every time I go to the beach, my sand is just, my sand? My vagina is full of sand.
Yeah, that's what they mean by sand flaps. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Well, I was getting mud flaps.
I tweeted this the other day, and then someone replied to it, and they were like, according to TERFs, then mermaids aren't women. And I was like, oh my God, I don't.
That's
I
not
was,
what you were inviting.
I mean,
shut the fuck up.
Sand in vaginas is a genderless issue.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad regardless.
Anything that has an odicum, anything that has a modicum of moisture, you don't want sand in.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth or south mouth.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
If it's a wet hole on your body, you don't want sand in it.
The ocean is the only wet hole that's chill with sand.
Exactly.
The sand is, like, why do we go?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the beach, and I've often thought this, that we're all like one bad experience away from calling off the beach forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the beach. I've made my own salt spray and I now spray salt in my hair every day to get the beach look.
Wow. I do because I remember being at the beach with you on a like 50 degree, well, not 50 degree, but like a 45 degree day and a storm hit. And we were like, it's boiling outside. All of us are sunburned. Let's go. And you were so disappointed because as the waves like crashed onto the shore, you were like, but we're not getting in that.
I want to go in it.
Okay, so Cass is like, time for me to drown.
Yeah. I'm not going to drown. I'll stay in the shallows, but like a little bit. It's like being in a wave pool, but the sand makes your hair pretty and clears your skin.
Yeah. Aren't you not supposed to go in the water when there's lightning?
Yeah, I...
Well, I figure that if someone else has like an umbrella, then I'm safe.
No.
What?
I think that's worse now because now you have a metal pole.
Yeah, and the lightning chooses the path of least resistance. And if I'm not the tallest thing in the ocean, I'm fine.
But apparently there's more to it than that.
I think there is.
Yeah, so like path of least resistance, like tallest, great.
Yeah.
But it needs to be made of like the right material and in the right place.
Yeah, and the boat necks, necks on the boat.
I know what you mean, boat
spines,
necks.
No, but I think if the spines. Lightning just hits the water, then if you're in the water, you get fried.
Yeah.
This is what I've learned from cartoons.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How isn't every fish dead then?
Fish are, they're tough.
There's many fish. I don't know.
No, but how isn't every
Neither
fish?
Of our answers if,
but if, how, this... how isn't every fish dead?
Well,
if lightning kills what's in the ocean, and we're not talking about electrocuting fishing, which does work, and I'm remembering as I
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking.
Yeah, you can zap the water. Yeah.
What's that called?
Is it
dynamite? Not dynamite fishing.
I know the one you mean, where you just get like a cable and jam it into the. Is that a thing?
No, that sounds fake. What's happening here?
Well, then that's the same as lightning. So you pretty much electrocute the water, and then what happens is the scene has a 2 second beat, and then all the fish float up to the surface dead, and then you get to eat like a king.
I suspect.
Ah, see, now that's what I'm thinking of when I say I learned about this from cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we've all been humbled by this discussion.
Here's something that's floating around in my head as like it's like the corner of a fact. I don't have any.
You want to peek behind it, but you don't know if you. Could.
I got nothing else. You can't ask any follow up questions. Yeah. Okay.
Great for a podcast.
Okay. Well, if Grace and I have questions, we'll ask them to each other.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Does salt somehow stop electricity?
Now,
okay. Grace and I are making eye contact because it's very clear there's more to this that we need to discuss and unpack. Truly feel like I've moved house on this day.
I want to say no, but also I have literally no idea. Yes.
Okay, so the more I think about it, the more I can't disprove that it does. I'm trying to think of things.
It stops snow.
Okay.
Being all slippery.
Is that science?
That's because it melts ice, right?
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Sure.
Or does it just stick to the ice so then the ice isn't slippery anymore because you're driving on salt?
Now, this is Northern Hemisphere science, and I'm not equipped.
Yeah. No, we're not from there, so I think that's allowed.
Yeah, when you said salt makes snow less slippery, that was one that also you weren't allowing for follow-up questions.
No.
Yeah. I
know
when you say
in
snow
England
less...
they have big tubs of salt around, and then sometimes people get a scoop and they...
I think... That would be for ice.
Okay. Yes.
I don't think snow is slippery.
But I also feel like... True. But I also feel like I've seen somebody put salt on snow and
to
the
melt
snow
it.
Melt.
To melt it.
But I thought you make ice cream by making the ice more salty to make it colder. Now that's a backyard science episode.
Yeah,
I saw
when
I was 11.
I have seen. Look, when I had a little ice cream churn as a kid, you did have to put a lot of salt in with the ice in the center barrel.
Yeah.
To get it colder. Now, this doesn't actually relate to melting or unslipping.
I really love this.
We are simply. I think we have said three different things we know about ice.
What we've learned here is that salt is magic and can do everything.
So I could feasibly be right vis-a-vis salt and lightning. I was very happy just with our streak of ignorance. It was like one after the, it was a combo of
we
just.
We each had something to bam, not quite bam, off.
Bam. Okay, we all said words.
I reckon, because I'm trying to think of instances where salt and lightning have interacted in ways that I'm aware of. And I can't.
Okay.
But imagine this. This is what I picture. I picture like I'm watching it like a documentary from like the 80s and they show like this is what the water particles look like.
The 80s is a wild time for science, I want to say.
I think it's always important. I think they teach you this in university, actually. Yeah. If you're looking for a source, within 40 years is fine.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They're like, oh, if it's 30-odd years, that's the people are probably still alive. That's chill.
What could have changed? But can't you just imagine, like, it's like, you know where they animate the science?
Yeah.
Like a cartoon.
Oh, yes.
And it's like the water particles, and maybe they look like little droplets of water with cute faces.
Yes.
And they're like separate from each other.
Uh-huh.
And then the lightning goes between them. And can't you imagine that being how they explain how salt stops water?
Now I can imagine a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with a no because you haven't mentioned salt.
Yeah, I did.
In, in this hypothetical,
famously fresh water.
Missed one of the key three things. And that's what's happened every single time we've given something we almost know. We're like, what about this? Like, okay, well, that one doesn't have lightning in it.
We have not addressed this? The original point.
No. Oh, no.
This does seem Googleable.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm at a computer.
I thought maybe that was against the rules of the podcast.
The only rules are there are no rules.
There's salt in a person, and a person can get electrocuted.
Yes.
And people get electrocuted while they're hiking, and they're probably sweaty, so it doesn't stop it.
But now, is that salt or is that electrolytes?
Is that just
salt? Why does it taste like salt? Why do I taste like salt when I get sweaty? When I get a really sweaty upper lip for no discernible reason.
Is it because
reason?
You love the beach?
Oh. It's just the beach staying on you.
I got beach stank. Imagine if I've prevented electrocution for the rest of my life simply because of my genius invention of salt spray.
Of going to the beach.
I'm not sure it is a genius. I think in 2011, all of every YouTuber was like, and then I put salt in my hair.
Yeah. I've bought salt spray before, but now I wish to not because... See, it costs money, and I had salt at home.
That's true.
I've looked this up, and I'm no closer to figuring out what's going on.
I'll give it a crack.
It says,
"Did you include the 80s in the search terms?" Yeah.
This is what I'm picturing. Is it true? Dry salt is an insulator, but salt is hygroscopic.
Oh my god! I think that means it absorbs water.
Okay. Well, then they do go on to say, so the consequences for lightning strike on a salt deposit will depend more on the water content. The scattering, by which you obviously mean small particles being thrown.
Okay, so what I've done is I've tried to make it easier for us.
Okay.
So what I've asked Gugu in this instance is, can the sea get electrocuted? Because I feel like that's pretty much going to tell us what we need to know.
At the core of it, yeah.
Okay, so Google says, lightning doesn't strike the ocean as much as land, but when it does, it spreads out over the water, which acts as a conductor. So salt water is conductive, so salt water doesn't prevent it. It can hit boats that are nearby and electrocute fish that are near the surface. If you're at the beach and hear thunder or see lightning, get out of the water. We
this
can ignore
is what
the last
I'm saying. This is why you have to get out.
As I read that, I remembered why we started talking.
You were like, let's get back in there. I'm like, but it's a storm. It's like a ride.
And the sky
this
gets
is
all
mermaid
angry.
Logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a mermaid could be killed if she is near the surface, but... That would be foolish of her. She's going to reveal herself.
Exactly.
That's not where she hangs out. I have more mermaid questions.
Please.
Yes.
Boobs.
Okay.
On a mermaid.
Floaty.
How do you keep them in?
With seashells, apparently.
But those seashells don't have anything in the back.
Yeah.
So is it like a Hollywood tape
maybe
situation? Or are they living?
Yeah.
And I thought they
sucking onto nipples.
On.
In which case, do they have nipples anymore?
Well, if they're sucking onto, I mean, unless they're sucking the nipples completely off.
That's what I was picturing.
Well, I was thinking that they might just be alive in the same way that, you know how you can pull a sea snail off a thing and it's like, oh, that was the bit that I was stuck to. Or like if you lift up a rock and there's a little ant colony underneath, they're like, oh, the rock was my roof for me.
Yeah.
So it might just be that deal where they're like, oh, I will cover myself because sailors keep fucking...
Yeah,
killing themselves on my rocks.
It's an arrangement they have with the mollusks.
Oh, I think it's more just like, oh, I'll just pop one on the mollusk. Is like, but where's my wall? Oh, here's my wall, and the mollusk is chill.
Yeah.
And then if you get body mites off the sea, the mollusk will take care of them.
That's true.
Like you just feed them, and you're like, thanks for keeping me modest. I don't want to participate in any sort of fashion industry. I'm a mermaid.
Yeah, exactly.
The male gaze has ruined me.
Yeah, that's so sad.
To be fair, the mermaids are. Exactly, products of the male cow.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It's old sailors being like, hey, that manatee said it wanted to fuck me. Should I fuck the manatee? And his buddies being like,
yes.
I mean, that manatee is really, really giving you the eye, man. I'm glad you didn't. It's probably a witch.
I have this theory that when only dudes hang out for too long, they do fucked shit because there's not a single woman who's like, hey man,
maybe don't.
Hey babe,
that, I know that looks really fun.
Yeah.
Do we want to get off the roof?
Yeah.
Like just a little bit off the roof. No.
That,
all right.
They should have employed, you know, just one woman to be with the sailors to stop them fucking manatees.
Yeah, just be like, hey man, that dugong might crush you.
Yeah, cool idea.
I had a square meal in 3 months and you have scurvy.
It is, but that is just a seal. Like cool, and like this is fun and we're all having a good time.
I love this riff we're doing. Yeah.
This is like such a fun bit, babe.
Yeah. But you're not really gonna fuck the seal. Really
the fun
seal.
Police.
Yeah. It's like what a nag. Won't let me fuck the seal while I'm at sea. Oh,
why is there a woman? What? You've got a woman on the ship? Yar! She's employed as impulse control. We ask her if what we're going to do sounds not like what we'd do if we were on land with our wives.
It is so funny.
Ah, excuse me, lassie. Do I want to fuck the mermaid?
The what, sorry?
The mermaid! Okay, shut the door. Shut the fucking door. Okay, look at me, okay? Yeah, this is a woman. Okay, I want you to focus on me just a minute. Mm-hmm. Just have a look, okay? We ready to go back outside? What do you think that is?
Oh, my God.
Wet dog.
Yeah, it doesn't really look like a woman, does it? Sea mammal.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you could fuck it.
Is that why?
No, I don't think you... Yeah. This conversation's
whether
finished.
Or not you could. Do you think that's why in the end they were like, women are bad luck on ships? Because they were like, they won't let us fuck the seals. Yeah. We gotta keep them off. They're gonna stop
literally,
us fucking seals.
Yeah, they're the fun police.
maybe every time they like would see a seal on the ship, they're like, wow, it's a woman. Then every time they had a woman on the ship, they're like, why are the mermaids gone?
Yeah. The mermaids chase the mermaids off.
Yeah, but... they're bad luck. We never see any mermaids. Yeah. None of our boys get up to shenanigans. No one has scurvy.
No one falls off the crow's nest. It's not as fun at sea with the woman here.
It's great to imagine the mermaid thing happening in reverse. So it's not like sailors are at sea so long that the seal or the dugong looks like a woman. It's just that every man secretly really wants to fuck a dugong. And so they got to explain it away somehow.
Just the idea that for whatever, like just that exact moment in time where pirates were roaming the high seas, that was the standard of beauty. Yeah. And they're like, oh, what a woman.
Yes.
God, finally she's here. Arrayed gently by the sun.
What do we think about coming up with some new styles of mermaid? So like you've got like, obviously, top half human, bottom half fish.
Yeah,
you got top half fish, bottom half human. Yeah. What about...
In high school, there was a rumor that went around that I fucked a dolphin.
Okay. And that's awesome.
How did they think you did that?
Well, that was my question as well. We lived on a mountain inland. Like, the closest dolphin was definitely at SeaWorld, and they're thoroughly supervised.
Yeah. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, Shut Up a Second is fine as rice, but did you know we produce a whole dirty, stinking mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for a podcast where three boys with bad IQs yell at each other about pop culture and Mario and Stuart Little and whatever other inane thing they can think of. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star, our comedy pop culture podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
But I do think if you were to be... Yeah. Fucked by any sort of land mammal.
Mm-hmm.
Not land mammal. That's
sea mammal.
You just mean mammal.
Broad. Yeah, yeah. That's far
too
broad.
That's a lot of options. Yeah.
A dolphin does have quite a lubricated penis.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do hear that
The rumor's going to start again.
Yeah, what are you doing? I always like to picture. But if you got the bottom half of one fish and the bottom half of another fish and fuse them.
Like a cat dog. But
does that still count as a mermaid?
No.
Why
no,
not?
There's no because, maid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You've that's got just all a mermaid.
That's all mermaid.
What about the reverse?
Jackson,
front half of
that's
two
what
people.
Have we just specified? Yeah. That is also a mermaid.
That's a horrible P.T. Barnum freak show.
Oh, that's a maid maid.
Yeah, that's a maid maid. That's a maid maid. Okay, what about half woman, half fish, but it's down the middle?
What about half woman, half sea cucumber?
Oh, that's
oh
good.
My God, grow her.
Yeah.
And she's sort of like decorative.
Well, they're sort of rooted in place.
Are they? Yeah, you look up a sea cucumber.
I thought they sort of flopped around. Yeah, much too. Like a seal.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I'm thinking of?
Mm.
Coral.
Yep.
I'm thinking of a plant. Let's go. Well, sea cucumbers fine, and they can get around in water. Which is all you need to do. Like on land, same as mermaid. Probably not gonna do a great job.
No. But same. Yeah, exactly. Same as a mermaid.
Yeah, sea cucumbers fine.
Sea cucumbers are gross.
What
please.
About? Oh no, yeah. I don't like its little legs.
Yeah, it's got too many fronds, dude. Yuck. That's bad to look at. I'm moving away from the sea cucumber. Yeah.
What about top half lady,
mm-hmm.
bottom half of cuttlefish, or top half?
Oh,
of cuttlefish. The little squiddy bits.
Yeah, I think this is the direction we should be going in. Yeah. More creative fish.
Yes, yes.
Top half lady, bottom half lionfish.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It's funny when you said creative fish. I'm like, well, the most creative fish is obviously the lionfish.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is an answer to this.
And
question.
Also the most weaponizable.
True.
Mermaid army.
Yeah, fight off those sailors, just flop onto the shore. I don't
poison
know.
Poison them. Poison them real good.
Is a lionfish only bad to eat?
No, or... step on.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. Flatfish? That one's bad to step on too.
Oh, like a stonefish?
The one that's is
wait, is
very
it a stonefish I'm thinking of?
Maybe.
If you step on it, you die.
You die.
Too poisonous.
What's the one who's got two eyes on the side of his head? You know that guy?
A flathead?
Maybe.
like a mullet?
He starts looking forward.
Yeah.
Then he... this is going to sound fake.
So he starts looking forward.
Then he lies down on the sea floor.
Yeah.
And in doing so, his eyes, they journey to the side of his head.
No, I don't think anyone's eyes journey. I think they're always on one side.
No, I think they
fish
move.
Whose eyes go on a journey.
Oh, man.
That's all fish.
Okay, it is the flatfish. I
think that's the kind of fish we eat.
I think maybe it is. Maybe you're right.
Why do we eat that? That seems too magic.
Look, here he is. He's horrible. Oh, my God.
No, we don't eat him.
How do his eyes move like that? What?
They start on both sides. No, that can't be right. Oh, no.
That looks so wrong.
And then they move around to be on just one side of his head, I think. See, here's another guy. Flounder? Oh, yeah. Is that him?
No, that can't be a flounder.
That doesn't look anything like Ariel's bro.
True. Well, then maybe mermaid, but yeah, she's like a flathead, so her eyes are on one side of her face as well as her mouth.
Construction mermaid? Yeah, they're, you know, what is it called when you like town plan?
Oh, yeah, town planning.
They're mermaid. Making like...
civil engineers.
They're making the roads. Yeah. Why am I inventing a lot of admin in mermaid society?
Do you know what these women are missing? Administration jobs.
You'd think that would be the thing that, like, the
I'm
beauty
just
of it.
I'm taking all the magic out of it.
How does
architect mermaids.
Because mermaids, they're not living in houses, right? They're, like, just in lagoons and shit. Is the idea?
They're made of big shells.
Yeah, I think they sleep in like a giant clam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Is that just royal mermaids?
What's
the class divide?
What's a peasant mermaid sleeping in? If I was a mermaid, I would sleep in like an
just
old
like a
crab
fucking,
trap.
Fucking hole.
Like just a foul, muddy hole. Yeah, that would
this
be
is
me.
A swamp. Shrek mermaid.
One of those abandoned octopus caves.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys see my octopus teacher?
No.
Is that a Beatles song?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, no, I don't know. The guy, he seems to become friends with an octopus, and that's
great.
Lovely. Like,
yeah.
The octopus, like, comes and gives him a cuddle. Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like...
Does he fuck the octopus?
This is the question on everyone's lips.
This is the first thing you think of.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't.
Okay, great.
Well, at least they don't show it.
Great
news. He really doesn't seem to.
Yeah.
But... The premise of the thing is like he's like my relationship with my son's no good, and he's a documentary maker and he films things underwater.
I've adopted this octopus.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, I'm just gonna go into the sea every day and film this octopus. And I was like, but you've got
you're like son.
You're like, hey, can I have child? And it's like, we've got child at home.
Son on land.
Yeah. You got what about your land, baby? And then he's like, and then eventually I took my son out to see this octopus, and now my son and I have a great relationship. It's like
I don't think it's a magical octopus. It's not a therapy octopus.
No.
You could have just spent that time hanging out.
Yeah, go to the batting cages.
Yeah. And which is stuff you can't play catch with your octopus though.
Actually, you probably could. He's got so many arms.
Yeah.
There are moments in that as well where I guess maybe spoilers. He
spoilers for the octopus documentary.
Spoilers for the thing that happened in real life.
Yeah.
We all know the history of octopus. It's not a spoiler if it really happened. He's following the octopus around.
Yeah.
Follows this octopus around every single day. And then the octopus gets attacked. And
octopus
he's like
paparazzi.
And he's like, well, I can't intervene because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but he's your been son. Intervening the whole time.
You've effectively adopted this octopus. You can protect it.
And then unless they did clever filming and did like just got B-roll or whatever, yeah. He is following the octopus around as it's getting chased. So it's like, so you're pretty much signaling to the predator where the octopus is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Near it.
Yeah, you come with the octopus. If something wants octopus, it just follows yeah. Big man.
What's eating it? What's the predator of the octopus?
Some sort of sharp fish, like a barracuda or something.
True.
Maybe the thing that ate Nemo Nemo's brothers and sisters.
Yeah, Nemo famously not eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Nemo's mom,
you know, yeah, Nemo's
consumed.
Mrs. Nemo.
consumed. She was eaten. But that's, look, we, you know, and obviously they're all people or whatever, but they're also fish. So that's life. It's not like Nemo's dad could have gone to the cops. He just had to be like, yeah, well, it's a real life, you know?
Rove plays a crab. In Nemo,
yeah, he does.
Famously.
I do know that Rove McManus was cursed by John Safran.
Yes, yes,
what?
Yes.
John Safran, remember John Safran versus God? For those who don't know, it was a documentary series where John Safran just tried out a bunch of religions. John Safran being a fella. But in the like last or second last episode, he does like a kind of voodoo ceremony. Mm. And people always confused him with Rove McManus. And they were like, who do you want to curse? And he was like, Rove McManus. And then like 3 days later, Rove McManus's studio burned down where he did Rove Live. So the curse worked.
Oh my God.
All I'm saying is that we live in a world where John Safran used a magical curse on Rove McManus. And we don't talk about it anywhere near enough.
And that really adds a dark element to the movie Finding Nemo.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. God. It's crazy that we found out that curse worked. We did nothing with it.
We are now in Australian conspiracy theory podcast territory.
That isn't even a conspiracy.
Change the vibe.
That's history.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah, that's just a thing we know happened. Yeah. What about mermaid with a crab bottom? Speaking of crabs.
So you just mean crab with mermaid head.
Now, see, that is that horrible toy from when Andy goes to the horrible boys.
True.
Not Andy. What's his name? Woody.
Woody, yeah.
Well,
and
then it's like
toy
a,
Andy.
I think that's good, though. I'd love Big Claw and then Little Cute Claw.
Yeah,
like Dainty Claw and then Big Hammy Claw. I've got one little hand. I've got my buff hand and then my little dainty hand.
What?
Show me your hand.
My buff hand.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, this is what it looks like. And then I've got my dainty hand.
Oh my God, that hand is so small.
Yeah, wow.
How did this happen?
The buff hand is my right hand and it's what I use to do every single thing.
Does that mean we're all like this?
Yes, every single person is like this.
No, my hands are perfectly even.
I think my. I'm right handed, but I think my left hand is bigger. Oh. Am I a freak? Have I been wearing down my hand by writing with it?
Oh no!
You're just gonna have nubs.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's my greatest fear.
I'm gonna have a little coin with nubs.
I would like to have like one huge hand, like a crab, like massive, and then one little. I think that would be good. I think there's stuff that, you know. I think that could improve my life.
Why would that be good?
Well,
what do you mean? Sometimes, because small hand, I can get into a Pringles thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I can clean really narrow vases because my hand's the width of my wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
If it like squishes down. Mm. So I can get into any space with that hand.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes. Right hand, no.
Yeah, yeah. So if you had one little dexterous hand,
which
clean
I do.
Drains. You know, other stuff. And then with the big hand, crack nuts.
Yep, open cans.
Open cans.
Right hand territory.
Punch people.
Yeah, punch people. Punch people, tickle people. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Give them the old punch and tickle. Wow, no one's prepared for a punch and tickle. That's such mixed messages.
Literally no one.
Nobody knows. You're punched, you're reeling, you're tickled, you're
they
laughing.
They never prepare you for that at self-defense class.
Okay,
never are they like, hey, they might punch you and then they might tickle you.
See, I was imagining a punch and tickle because.
Yeah.
So you guys are imagining you punch someone, then as they're reeling, you start tickling them.
Yes.
And that would completely throw them off. Like,
sure.
After they've been punched, what do they do then? I think they're still going to have residual rage. Might I propose tickle someone and then just sob?
Oh, yeah, because you're incapacitated by the tickling.
I think that's childhood. Okay. I think that's how all tickling ends.
Yeah, no, that is fair. You get tickled, you get well, for me, so I learned tickling wrong.
Okay.
So when my dad tickled me as a kid, and my dad still tickles me to this day. It's a very lovely relationship. But his
powerful.
His tickling.
Put that in the octopus documentary. Yeah, yeah.
My dad doesn't tickle like this. Okay.
He doesn't tickle with twinkly fingers.
Yeah, no. Fingers. He just goes like this.
So your dad tickles by making, like, it's almost like you
like
were going
to
make
a little
beep.
Like if you were to put your hand in a vagina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then jab back and forth like a, really rapidly.
I regret mentioning vaginas in the context of your dad. If you were to do the hand movements to Old Man Emu by John Williamson, you do the emu hand and then you...
And then you peck rapidly.
Peck yeah. rapidly.
But that's what my dad, like, as a kid, like, into poking. The underarm. Yeah, well, yeah, it is. And I remember because, like, my dad tickled me and my brother, like, Ryder, and it was, like, a lot of fun. We loved it. But then when other kids would come over and my dad would be, like, chasing us to tickle us or whatever, he'd start tickling those kids. But my dad tickles wrong, so they'd be like, what is happening?
Your dad is...
He's just poking
Your
us.
Dad is... Punching you in the armpit.
He's just punching these children.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, so then it. Well, you can't do it to yourself.
Oh, I can tickle myself.
That's not good. You're not meant to be able to
do
that.
No, you just have to distract yourself until you can tickle yourself.
Oh, disassociation?
No. No, it's a thing you have to
do. Stop being a person.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, I'm not looking. And then you don't pay attention. And then
the
sneaky part of you tickles.
Baby psychology.
Yeah. How do you stop yourself paying attention to yourself?
It's like how, can you?
Mental illness.
No, that's normal. Hang on.
Oh, sure, no. Just to, like, talk me through it. Like, give me the steps.
So you like... Oh, I'm trying to think of how I
when you're describing it, when you're like performing it for us, you do a very cheeky face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because part of you is like, okay, well, I won't look. And then the other part of you is like, I'm just going to sneak in with the hand.
But you know you are.
I know I'm tickling, but I don't know it. So I think the part of me that is thinking is like, okay. And then the other part's like, shh. And then it goes in for a tickle.
Like, it's like peekaboo with yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same thing you do. Like, I don't know if you've ever sent a risky text. Yeah. So part of you is like, oh no, I don't want to send this text. And the other part of you sends it. And then you're like, no.
Yeah, it just happened. No, that's fair. I know that. It's where you're that, like, I don't want to call. Well, now the phone's ringing.
It's
and
happening.
I've just got to deal with it.
Yeah, it's okay. You can use that technique to tickle yourself.
That's amazing. That's. I feel like there should be more applications for this
you should not be using. Be in the Guinness Book of
like
Records.
Yeah.
Can you do that thing? It's also when you hold two numbers in your mind at once by like if I'm like doing I get really into budgeting, so sometimes I'll be like okay, I'm remembering like 574.82
yeah,
and then I'm like okay, you remember that, but I will like I'm just like the other part of my brain's like 273.86
yeah,
and then I don't think I could probably say them, but I can type them out and then I'll be like, cool, you typed in the first one. Cool. What was that other one? And then you bring the other one back. But it's like two different bits if you hold on to
I've forgotten
bits.
Both
yeah,
already.
I'll just let you know I tried to imagine both 6 and 7 and I couldn't.
No. Yeah. I tried to be like, okay, 4 is going to be over there. Yeah. 11 is going to be over there. Oh no, they're too far apart. Yeah. Now I'm just looking at the middle. Bring the middle's got nothing in it.
Gotta bring the numbers into the center.
But if they're together, then that's 411. That's not what I was doing.
Do you think you could use this technique to give yourself the ultimate stranger? Like, you know the stranger where you sit on your hand till it's numb and then jerk off so it feels like someone else?
Yeah.
If you could disassociate like that, you could pleasure yourself as though you were someone else.
Oh, my God. And I could be like, okay, I'm not looking.
I'm not here.
And then my hand's like, well. Who's this?
I think if you go too far into that, then you're being assaulted by a disembodied hand. You're like, oh, my God.
You got to bring yourself back. Yeah, look, anyway, it's weird to be like, give it a go and let me know how it works, but I'm very intrigued now.
Bring it back.
Oh, that's so
Update.
Much.
Update.
Yeah.
That's really going to be a lot more than holding two numbers in my head, but let's see how I go.
You have to have so many thoughts, but also so few thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that fine line between thinking and just not thinking. You got to really be on the precipice and be like, let's just... really edge it out into having a thought. I reckon this is fine. Tweet me in if you can do it. And
if you're out there and you know how to disassociate like Cass.
I don't think it's disassociating.
Whatever magic you're doing. Whatever ability Cass possesses, if you have it as well.
It's fine. I think everyone can do it. You just
at least form a group chat.
You might be witches. Yeah. So figure it out together.
We're going to form a gang called the Strangers.
Yes. Write that YA novel immediately. Oh, man. I do think a mermaid with a crab bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the ultimate betrayal of the male gaze.
Yes.
You know, like there's no way to fuck that. Yeah. You can't.
You wouldn't even know where to begin. You cannot. You know what I mean? Like I don't know what a crab's genitals look like. And if I try to picture a crab's genitals, my brain just sort of like gives me static. Do you know what I mean?
Sort of it's like mouth.
Yeah.
I think it's in.
Yeah, but you have to get in somehow because the other crabs do, right?
Yeah, which means some part has
you
to
assume.
Come out. No, hang on. Are they eggs?
Yeah, but you lay
you
an egg from something.
You have to fertilize
the egg. Oh, yeah.
But maybe you shit the egg out and then the other crab comes and
that's
just...
that's classic fish shit.
That is classic fish shit, yeah. You come along, you see some eggs. Well, you know
eggs,
the eggs are coming.
And then you squirt all over
the eggs are coming so that you know you're coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
Deedle-eedle.
Yeah.
You're off.
What was that?
Deedle-eedle-eedle, you know.
How do you know they're...
Fish jizzing noises.
Do fish... I suppose fish know where they have to go.
Well, do you mean, like, how do you know if they're your eggs?
How do you know if, like...
Well, they're no one's eggs at first.
Yeah.
No,
well,
but
they're the lady
if you're
eggs.
Looking at them and you're like, ah, this is the same kind of egg that I should come on.
Yeah.
But if it's different eggs, you're like,
Oh, that's got to be a smell situation.
Yeah.
Or maybe
can
just...
fishes smell?
Now this is good.
These are the questions we should be asking. A fish has a nose. Does a fish have a nose?
No. A fish has like a snout.
Fish nostrils. Surely fish
got
nostrils.
Yeah, when you said fish have a nose, I'm like, yeah, I can imagine a fish nose.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do. They have got gills. That's how they breathe.
I have a...
And there's no other reason for them to have a nose. Do they smell... Do fish smell through the gills?
I have got a diagram. This website's great. How do fish smell? Smells for some reason in capitals.
Why did they put smell in capitals?
How do fish...
After an ellipsis.
Smell!
This is so powerful.
They do have nostrils above their mouth and below their eyes and near their operculum.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah. So fish are sniffing.
Good for fish.
Fish are, yeah, good for a fish. I don't
because
know.
Because there's got to be a way to know that some eggs you come across are like squid eggs and not flounder.
Because how embarrassing to jizz on some squid eggs and somebody
yeah,
be
that's
like,
a crime. That's a fish crime. Yeah.
They send you to, oh, but we've already established there's no fish cops.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay.
Yeah.
I've just also, because I tried to also Google it.
I don't know who the fish cops would be, but the bird cops are seagulls.
Okay.
Seagulls are definitely bird cops.
I can see that. I can see that. Annoying, kind of in everyone else's business.
They're in everyone else's business. Yeah.
And I've always thought, and you're welcome to correct me on this, pelicans are bird detectives.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they walk like a detective with his hands behind.
And carry evidence in their mouth.
They've got a big well energy, you know, like flap.
A powerful pop belly, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And
the
way they sort
of
recline their neck on the rest of their neck.
Yeah, that's pensive. That's pensive.
Very pensive.
Exactly. That's if you gave one a pipe and a deerstalker hat, damn.
Oh, my
God. Damn.
Please draw that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Detective Pelican, please. That's our request to you.
Immediately we have to make this.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Grace.
Grace.
Jarvis.
Where can people
find
you?
I'm unknown to the pod. I'm at Grace Jarvis, oh no, on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm at the Melbourne Comedy Festival doing a show called For a Good Time Call at Trades Hall for the whole month.
Hell yeah.
And I'm very nervous.
Good.
And we've sold six tickets total.
Where can people get tickets?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm supposed to be like, tickets are selling fast.
Tickets are selling. They're selling.
Go for the pity angle rather than the scarcity.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Comedyfestival.com. It's me, Irvi Majumda, and Bronwyn Cuss. We're doing a split bill.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We're good at comedy. Get involved.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Come
there now.
See.
Let's go draw a pelican.
Nice.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.